This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
And hello to Michael Kerr, our Mayor of the Douglas Shire. Hello.
Good afternoon, Paul. How are we today?
I'm good. Yourself?
Oh, not too bad. Another wonderful day.
Yes, another great day in paradise. Now, I want to check a few things with you today. We've got a few subjects to talk about. First of all, a bit of sand replacement for Rocky Point. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, well, as everyone would know, each year they do dredging for the ferry, the sand that's dredged out of the Daintree Rivers, utilised to go back up to Rocky Point. So what they do, the trucks will start loading it, and they'll be transporting around 3,500 cubic metres of sand starting from tomorrow. So that gets shipped up and it's dropped off just near Rocky Point boat ramp there. And if it puts the sand layering back along that area, which is well needed.
Terrific. Now, the temporary bridge closure at Barrett Creek Bridge, tell us about that.
Yeah, the surface of the road itself needed some replacing. There's some work being done by the Main Roads, Department of Transport and Main Roads. And that started this morning and be finished by 2:30. So that work's been done just to give the surface of the bridge itself a bit more comfort when driving across. There's a few potholes there and that needed to be done. So that's good news in that respect.
Absolutely. Now, a very important one, I suspect. Council seeks community feedback about a new playground in Craigley.
Yeah, absolutely. A couple of years ago, we had a petition that came to council from the residents in that area behind the Plantation Resort wanting a playground for children. And our council had a block of land there and they thought that could be an appropriate place to put a playground. And so the wheels were put in motion to look at putting a playground there, and we then received a petition from locals that didn't want the playground there. We had to look at it respectfully for all parties, and so the motion that came to council last Tuesday was to go ahead with the playground being put in that area, and so I decided I'd put an amendment into that, which the other councillors all agreed to, so that the people in that area, you know, are satisfied that council will be looking into it, that the staff have to go and do a report for us, bring it back to council just to make sure that any of their concerns have been alleviated and that they're not being detrimented by that playground being there. So it's a win-win situation for everyone at this stage.
Well, Michael, if they disagreed with it before, why would they agree with it now?
Well, there were certain concerns they had regarding the noise and the height of it, the staff seemed to believe that that wouldn't be an issue for where it was going to be located.
Mm-hmm.
And they came back and said that they still think it's a good idea to go ahead. And at least that gives us an option to look for another area in 6 months' time to put it, because there is a new estate also being built there, which is supposed to start hopefully the end of this year, start of next year. And if it is being of a concern where it is, then we can relocate it to the new estate.
But the community once again has their say.
Absolutely, and that's most important.
Okay, we're talking with our Mayor of the Douglas Shire, Michael Kerr. Michael, you've moved to give boaties more confidence on the water. Please explain.
Well, because this has been going on for quite some time now with the various disagreements between the Volunteer Coast Guard and the group that worked here in Douglas. And the permit was the lease that was about to expire for the facility where they are. And so what we've done is we're putting the trustee permit to the Public Safety Business Agency, and they'll hold the actual lease over that area whilst they're still working out their disagreements as to see who's going to be looking after the people that are going out fishing if they're ever in need of emergency services out there on the ocean. And at least we guarantee this way we've got people there doing that work, which is really important.
Can we get these two groups together? I mean, what's the problem?
Well, it's been an ongoing issue between them for quite some time. I believe there is some resolutions happening. You know, the ministers are involved in it, and it's at a higher level than just council now. So we've done our part to start off with, but most important for us is that we have a body there to ensure that people, when they go fishing, can call on someone if they get stuck.
Okay. Now we come to something super important. Now, tomorrow you've got a special meeting of council. Now, it's normally on that last Tuesday of the month. So why are you calling a special meeting tomorrow of council?
Well, by legislation, we have to have our schedule of fees and charges put in at certain times, and we've been working on those schedules of the fees and charges for 2021, and they're at a point where they can now be adopted by council, if the councillors so wish to agree with the fees that we're proposing. And we've organised a meeting so that we can get this in place so that the staff have got time to change all the paperwork and the ticket requirements and everything that's needed so that by the end of the financial year, we're ready to start off with the new financial year with all this in place. So that's why the meeting's happening tomorrow. Mm. And we'll be looking at the schedule of fees and charges for 2021.
Now, I take it that those schedule of fees and what have you, and I think you flagged it earlier up on your website, that basically we're in COVID-19 and the fees and charges should reflect this.
Well, we do believe so. I mean, what's being put forward, but as I said, still has to be accepted by the councillors. It's just the recommendation. Is to keep it at as lower amount as possible, and that's what we've done. We've done this what the CPI was for up until March for Australia, and we've kept it at a CPI rate as an increase. There are a lot of things in there that aren't being increased at all, which that'll come out as once the report's been finalised. But the majority of the fees and charges within this report have been contained to 2.2%, which is what CPI's been.
That is good. Now, Michael, you must be getting the feeling too that things are being a bit more relaxed. We've had the announcement that people now can travel within Queensland, and that'll be good for us, particularly school holidays time. What's the feeling you're getting around the place?
Well, I think we're definitely at a place where we're ready for our businesses to start trading again. You know, people are at the end of their tethers as far as how they can go financially. They certainly need customers, and the Premier calling this and opening up early so at least Queenslanders can travel around and have the option to come up here for a holiday is absolutely welcoming news by everyone. And, you know, we certainly hope that people will take advantage of that and utilise Queensland as it's a great place to be stuck in. If you have to holiday anywhere in Australia, I think Queensland's one of the best places to be. So all the southerners down south from Brisbane upwards can take advantage of this situation and come and visit, use our businesses. You know, there are still, of course, the restrictions with, I think it's 20 people now in restaurants in each area. You know, but as time goes on, hopefully, though, this is the start of things moving forward. But we're really excited to see people being allowed to come up here again and accommodation properties being able to open. And hopefully this is the start of a much more positive 2020.
Anastasia Palaszczuk is in Cairns today. Will you get a chance at some point, maybe not today, but at some point to meet with the Premier, being the Mayor of the Douglas Shire?
Well, absolutely. Before COVID-19 happened, there was an invitation that came out for all mayors that were going to go down to Brisbane to meet with the Premier, but of course that all got cancelled because of the issues that have happened, which no doubt that will certainly happen. I believe there's some invitations came out the other day for mayors to head towards Brisbane for one of the functions there. There'll definitely be opportunities for us to meet up with Anastasia, but at this stage nothing came through for today. I'm sure she's got some important business in Cairns to deal with, but as soon as possible she will certainly make her way to for me to be able to speak to her as well.
I want to bounce this off you. She's talking about not opening the borders until September. This is my personal opinion. I don't think we can wait for September to open our borders. How do you feel as the Mayor of the Douglas Shire? Would you like to see it opened early?
You know, I certainly wouldn't want to be the person making the decision either way, but as far as the businesses and the tourism industry for this Shire goes, absolutely. We need to have tourists here. You know, but I do understand that we have to also be very cautious of what we do and how we do it, because the last thing we want is for these tourists from Melbourne to come up here, starts another infection, and we end up back to where we were 2 months ago. And that's the last thing we do want. So we've got to play that balancing line. I'm very, very concerned that, you know, if you look at suicide rates and depression, they're much higher than this virus. And you know, people going into such financial stress by not being able to continue trading is just as important as protecting people through the virus. So it is a fine line that they have to walk. I'm very glad she's brought forward this so that Queenslanders can travel. And I certainly hope in the next couple of weeks that the evidence will come up to show that she can possibly open the borders a lot quicker than September, because September, we're finished. The season's over pretty much by September. You know, it's too late for people to book to come up here on holidays, so we'll be waiting till, you know, May next year before we start seeing a tourism again. And You know, there's so many businesses that, you know, just walking down McCrossan Street yesterday, I saw about three or four shops that are closed since this has all happened.
Well, I'll make a prediction for you. The borders will be open June or July, but I think it'll open before September. And for a couple of reasons. One, I think that we can't afford them not to open. And secondly, we have an election this year, a state election, and I think she'll be held down if she doesn't open them. So I'm predicting June or July. Yes, Michael?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, we do have this election. I believe it's being called for late September, early October. And if people are financially in duress when it comes to that time, you know, it could very much ultimately affect their decision on how they're going to vote.
Well, I think there's a way of doing this safely. We'll see how it goes. I think politically she can't do it. But anyway, is there anything else you wanted to talk about before we go?
Just reminding people, even though we're opening up, if you can do it in Douglas, do it in Douglas.
Oh, yes.
Support our local businesses rather than driving to Cairns. Buy it here.
Why would you drive to Cairns when you've got it here?
Well, exactly. I asked the same question. It may be a couple of dollars dearer here, but you don't have to spend petrol money. You don't have to find parking. You don't have the stress of having to deal with all those people.
The only thing is we don't have anybody sells white goods up here. Now, I believe we used to have somebody at Mossman. There was a Better Electrical or something at Mossman, wasn't
there? Yeah, a couple of years ago, I think they closed. We did have white goods seller here. Hey, as things move on and we start progressing and, you know, the more opportunities arise, hopefully we'll have the option to have another white goods seller here, because I'm sure they'll be utilised. You know, no one wants to drive down to Cairns to buy something.
That's right.
You absolutely will. And, you know, we just have to have someone that's got the initiative to and the ability to be able to do it, and then they have to be supported by our locals. It's so important.
Absolutely. If they got support from council too, which I imagine they would, that'd be good too. But yeah, I mean, I think when we get out of all of this, I think there'll be new businesses created, and we've got to look at it in a very positive way. I kind of think about what we have to offer up here, and I don't think people can resist us. So once we get opening again, the people will come back.
I totally agree with you. We have something that's very special here, and you know what we have to do is finesse it. You know, we have to find out what it is that these tourists want, so that when they look at their options, whether it be going to Whitsunday or coming to Port Douglas, what is it that will make us the better option?
Yep, absolutely.
Absolutely what this Tourism and Economical Development Office is going to be doing.
Yes.
They're going to be finding out from our bodies of tourists, the TPDD and the Chamber of Commerce, where people are thinking, what they're thinking, how they're thinking it, and how can we be one step in front, and how we can make sure that this is the destination they choose to come to in the future.
Are you listening, Abigail? Are you listening, Roy? We talked about this last week in the Economic Development Officer. We need one. Golly, we need one right now more than ever.
Absolutely, yeah. And these people come with great knowledge, great Teledexes, you know, great ability to be able to pull the information together to make sure that we can get the data to find out what it is we should be doing to make sure we are number one. And then we've got an organisation like TPDD that is fantastic at getting the information out there, getting the marketing out to the Australia and the world, you know, and utilise them for their expertise and utilise this person for their expertise in making sure we've got the assets here that people want to come to see.
Teledex? I haven't seen one of those for a while.
It's an old saying. It's a book. It used to be a book that people used to save phone numbers in.
Yes, but it was not only a book. They used to have those plastic things that had A to Z. Remember that? You'd pull the little thing down and it'd go boing and open up and there was the number.
That was the number or the letter. Yes, that's right.
Oh, gosh. Michael.
A history lesson as well.
Absolutely. Teledexes. See, it's funny. Those sort of words I haven't heard for a long time. Anyway, that dates you a bit. Michael Kerr, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you so much. Have a great week.